about Miami. The Crackers and the Chicos, they fight now. They don't play.
Oh yeah.
I remember years ago. Remember when we played Clemson and Clemson beat our ass 58-0, whatever, to zero.
Oh. Oh yeah.
And all of a sudden, you just see Kane fans just fighting each other. It's like, what the fuck, hello? We supposed to be fighting the other team, but we fighting each other. I'm talking about, boy, the motherfucker was throwing haymakers, beers. I was like, I'm trying to see who I'm finna hit, but I'm like, damn, they throw it out. Let me get up out of here, man. They going
crazy. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I seen one video when I think it was like Miami and Florida State, but them Chico were throwing, but dropping them crackers left and right, man.
Man, look, these Miami fans, they wild, dog. I be telling people, man, y'all think y'all fans, man, these Miami fans is something else, boy.
Oh yeah.
Shit.
It's always a fight.
They put that beer in them, dog, and it's real war. They go. And if they can't fight the other fan, the other team, they gonna fight each other. That's how I say, boy, y'all some fuckers down here, boy.
So niggas got the I remember that one video that's famous. Cub was just fading left and right, boy.
He was just tearing niggas up. Pow.
Yeah, just everything. Fading them. Sleep.
And that was go up sleep. That was up in Tallahassee.
That was in Tallahassee, yep. Yeah.
The bearded Chicos.
Yeah, nigga talking about he picked the right ones. Yeah, nigga, I say ones with maroon on shit. Man wasn't really studying what color their skin was.
He was swinging on everybody. Like, it was not one person in sight he didn't swing on. That was in his vision.
Yeah, cause I look like that one of them preachers that be just tapping them on the forehead and then go to sleep. You go to sleep.
Yeah, everybody getting it.
Who wants some more, nigga? I got some for everybody. Line y'all ass up. Yeah, so I don't know what we're going to do for August 5th in the future. Everybody trying to make it a national holiday. We're going to have to give it a name.
I already called it the Black Tea Party, man. It's the Black
I like
Tea
that, Party. Man. I'll be honest with
Black
you.
Black Tea Party.
The Black Tea Party is kind of fire.
They try to implement the Boston Tea. Fuck the damn Boston Tea Party. This is the real.
Yeah, it wasn't in Boston.
That's the name of the show, the Black Tea Party. The
Black Tea Party. Yeah, them boys are washing, man. I said, man, this up. When Cuz threw that hat in there like Bobby Schmurder.
Oh, that's when I knew it was finna go down.
So something different going on. I ain't never seen a nigga do that in real life. Cuz was like, I ain't gonna tell y'all no more. My man pushed him. Oh shit. We some hot niggas. I heard that it's Jaleel on the beat. That was it, bro. The next thing you know, cuz was catching it. He was over there by himself, you know.
Yeah, he was by himself at first, yeah.
Yeah, he was by himself, bro. He was down probably 7-1, 8-1, something like that. And you know, it was like when he threw that hat, man, that was like when the Thundercats signal go up.
Yeah, that signal.
Thundercats. All
the black folks unite. They just started coming out of nowhere.
Like you said.
You seen Buddy swimming across the water, man. Like,
oh, that's the first one. That nigga's a national treasure.
They was like, he a teenager. I say, man, but if you know a nigga really wanted to get active, boy, but you swam across the water.
You're going to be tired from swimming.
Yeah, you're going to be tired from swimming. You already pissed off because you had to swim. Oh, yeah.
you see when he jumped out, it like he kind of like kicked his shoes off or something. He had to like catch himself because I knew, like you said, he was tired. He was like, man, let me catch my breath real quick. Before I get
because he done swam over, pull himself out the dock, up on the dock. I mean, now he sitting on the because they took the shoes off, but he ended up power bombing one dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, this is the most amazing thing I ever seen.
And Buddy came with the chair. This nigga,
but That boy thought he was WWE, but that boy came in with a chest shot. He was smacking everybody.
He was a Dudley, bro. Yeah.
Man, he smacked that female on the head. I kind of felt bad. I was like, oh, shit, man. He really ain't killing.
anybody can get it, baby. 8-80 blind, crippling crazy.
It was the one white lady. I think she had on purple or blue, one of them, man. She just kept getting dropped. Like, every time she get up, she just get hit.
She had purple on.
And she kept going back. I'm like, lady, go get the fuck away.
Man.
You is really... Like, a nigga, I'm starting to feel sorry for you because you just keep getting hit now. You getting hit every time you get on your feet.
Wasn't she one of the ones that got thrown in the water, too, after she got beat down? They threw ass in the water. They threw, like, three females in the water, man.
I know that was her. I seen the dude they threw in the water. Yeah, but I don't know if there was... Look, man, it's a bunch of different videos, so I'm like, man, you just watching it.
Yeah, it's like five different videos, all of them from different angles. So you can actually see who all what happened, who did what, and everything. But them chest shots didn't. They was like, y'all see the police ain't really try to rush to arrest the black people because they knew what they were doing. They knew what was up.
Yeah, but they had to grab the dude with the chest, man, because he was terrorizing me. Yeah, that nigga hit both of them dogs were like, come on, man, you can't be doing this right in front of us. Like, throw some hands, you throwing a chair.
That hit, cause like you said, the lady in the purple, she was concussed. That's why she kept getting up, man. She had a warrior spirit, man, on her. When you get hit that many times, bro, you don't even know what's going on. She took every type of attack that an individual could receive, man. All over a parking spot, man. All over a parking spot.
A boat parking spot, huh?
Yeah, hey, bro, y'all can't park right there. We about to bring the big river boat on. And I guess they ain't like the
nigga telling them you can't do it.
Yeah.
You ain't in Chicago here, boy.
Yeah. he showed them who the boy, all right.
Man, can you imagine going viral on the other side of that ass whooping? And you know the Facebook detectives got on them. I done saw they showed them like earlier that day.
Oh yeah, yep.
And they were all sitting on the boat, smiling and happy. Everybody having a good time. Oh yeah, we about to go out and have fun on the boat. Yeah, that's how it started. And then that record scratch. I guess you're wondering how I ended up here.
But see, that wasn't the only fight. You saw the baseball fight? Oh my gosh, boy.
The baseball fight, dog gave him one hit of quit, and that was it. Like, and he's so
Oh, Tim
so
Anderson.
Stupid. Yeah, he's so stupid. That nigga done throw off his gloves.
He done threw the set up.
He ready to square up. He throwing gloves, nigga. You ain't hitting nothing but L.
I did not like his square up though, right? I just was like, what year is this? Why his square up look so? His square up looked like the little walk in dudes on Double Dragon. Remember he used to be playing Double Dragon.
Yeah. his
hand just placement just looked. I was like, he not a fight. I don't know, man. The hand placement looked a little off.
That's why when that thing hit that chin on the bottom, he dropped.
Cause he got caught with a wild haymaker.
Hands way up. Yeah. You fighting like this? Okay.
My man wasn't even looking at him.
Yeah. That's the worst way to get dropped. Motherfucker got closed their eyes, put their head down, and just swing, and this will happen, he connected. And that boy lights out. That boy went to stumbling. They picked him up. He still stumbling.
That helped that boy out the field. That boy was lost. He was like, I got hit. Yeah, man. Yeah, you took one. You took one for the team. I don't even know what that was about other than maybe the tag. I don't know. Baseball weird. So, like, you know, baseball be having all kind of unwritten rules. And the dude slid. And he kind of was, you know, standing over him. So he kind of slid in between his legs.
Yeah.
And applied the tag, I guess. But he ain't like something about that. Next thing you know, they just got up and, you know, went to get into it, man.
I think from the angle I seen, like, he kind of... I ain't gonna say he did it purposely with his cleats, you know what I'm saying? But it kind of like he stepped on them.
Oh.
So sometimes it don't be purposely, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you thinking like, damn, nigga, you got on some spikes. You ain't supposed to step on me. Like, come on.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
And he got up and, you know, he was like, what the fuck was that? And Tim threw them things down like oh, this is what I do. And, you know, he gave him a couple of little bop bops, you know, and then my man dropped his head like a teenage girl in a fight and swung one of them wild little windmills and caught him, man. And now my boy Amin, man. Now you're a gift. When you got two teammates on each side, you know, just holding your ass up and you looking confused, like, where we going? That when you get kicked out the club because you done had too much. Hey, man, we're going to go ahead and get you out of here, get you in the Uber, man. Yeah,
man, let's get you up out of here, man, because this thing about to get dangerous.
So that was one L and one W for the blacks.
Well, y'all didn't see the other. It was another fight, man, I seen on there, man, where they were fighting at the mall. And one dude got dropped. And then, you know, they fighting. And then you just see another dude come. He like, he just stomping the dude head on the ground. I'm like.
So, yeah. That kid died. He died. They say he died, man. Oh, shit. We kicked him in the head. Yeah.
Yeah.
They said first degree murder, man. They got that all on video. But yeah. It's like, dude was on the ground. He already got dropped. He was on the ground. Like, he wasn't moving.
He ain't moving at all.
Dude picked his head up slightly. Dude, like field goal kicked him. Boom.
That's crazy.
And then like that, he ain't moved no more after that. And you can hear him in the background talking about, come on, man, we got to go. Man, we got to go. Man, come on, we got to go. It's like, nah, they going to get his ass.
When they dragged him from the spot, he was still moving. And then when they stopped dragging him, that's it. He like, his body just gave in.
Yeah.
And the dude came, after he field goal kicked him, he came back. He stomped on the nigga's head, like, bam, on the top of his head. So, you know, his head is hitting ground, straight ground.
Mm.
I'm looking around like, where the fuck this nigga homeboy is at? Y'all don't see the nigga getting done like that? Like,
yeah, one thing about it, man, you know, that's why I tell people I don't like fighting, because you never know exactly which way it's going to go, and people black out and go crazy, and you know what I'm saying? One thing, too, man, like, if you get the better of somebody, and they down on that dirt, go ahead and bail. Go ahead and get up out of Dodge. That way you could probably avoid a charge, and you don't go too far like what just happened with, you know, my man. It's like, that's crazy, man, to stump a man head on the ground and all. Like you say, now they go try to give you the first degree. And I don't know if that'll stick.
Yeah, nah, it won't. They won't stick.
Because it wasn't premeditated.
Yeah, they won't give him the first degree. They probably, like, they'll start it out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, work down.
To, like, second, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Maybe manslaughter the most.
But either way, there ain't no shit you want to,
yeah, you know that's what still, be dealing still with. 20 years.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you won't be dealing with that shit over what? Like, what the fight even started over?
Man, they probably at the mall and just ran into somebody they don't like. You know how it goes, man. And they start getting down and they caught him slippery. Like, he the first one dropped. Like, as soon as the fight started, he the first one dropped. Boom.
And then, yeah.
No.
Yeah, man. Keep your head on the swivel.
I tell them all the time. I say, boy, if you're getting into a big fight, either stand your ground and look. You better be doing like this because niggas are coming.
Spin around, yeah. You don't want to run around too much. You want to kind of pivot in the same spot and see where the action coming from. Yeah, because if you start running around, somebody going to come catch you. You ain't even know what's in this shit.
Yeah, you moving around. You don't really know. Who is who? When you fighting, dog, it's like you, unless you actually know how your dog look, you don't know who is who. You stand still, then you can be like, okay, yeah, that's my dog, right? He got that corner, stuff like that, but.
Black Tea Party, man, for live on forever. Rest in peace to the, you know, the dude who lost his life in that other fight, man. And get well soon, Tim Anderson, man. You my guy, man. I hated to see it was you, man. I follow you on IG and everything, dog. I hated to see it was you, bro.
Man, we can't leave out the boxing fight.
Oh yeah, damn, it was all kind of ass whoopers. Yes, sir. Damn, one more ass whooping was on the menu.
The Spence and
Errol
Spence.
And
Crawford, man. I was a Spence guy. I ain't gonna lie. I was a Spence guy.
I didn't think it was gonna go that long. I told him.
I said that if Bud did win, it was going to be, it had to be by knockout. I thought if it went the distance, I thought it'll be Spence because of the fact that, you know, he's a bigger fighter. He'll, you know, no, I'm sorry. I thought it was going to be the other way around. I thought Spence would win by like a knockout or something like that because he's the bigger fighter. You know what I'm saying? All that. And if Crawford won, it was going to be like by decision because he went the distance. But that's not how it went.
Hey, what's the backstory on Mo 3 and Spence?
Somebody said, yeah, the rapper, the Houston rapper, Dallas rapper, the rapper from Dallas. So I guess you know, Mo 3 and Yellow Beezy didn't get up, like they was beefing. And you know, yeah. Spence and Yellow Beezy is homeboys. And I guess they were saying that like, you know, Mo 3 kinda like, which kind of wanted some like action with Spence, but people was telling him like, man, that's not him. Like, he ain't no street dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, he a boxer, man. That man, you know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't really got nothing to do with that, like, serious beef. So I guess it was like by association, like, that's your homeboy. So, you know, whatever. And I guess they stayed in the same like condo at one point or something like that. They were saying, somebody broke it all down and was saying, so it's like,
okay,
you know, yeah, I forgot where I saw that. But it was like a big story about that, like a long story about that, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they were trying to say Yellow Bees and the people got Mo 3 killed or however that shit went, but man, that shit deep.
Yeah, Mo 3 dead. Rest in peace, bro. God bless his soul. Yeah, that shit was nuts. That whole situation going down like that. You know, I saw Big X the Plug walk Errol Spence out. That shit was crazy, bro. I fought with Big X, man. He got some music I fought with, and I was like, damn, bro, that's kind of fire, bro. He got Big X walking him out, and then when you know Bud had Eminem, I was like, oh, wait a minute, yo, this nigga got a certified top five legend, top 10 legend, or whatever, depending on your list.
Eminem don't come out for nobody. How the hell?
Eminem barely come out of the house. You know what I mean? And then he playing Lose Yourself. Bro, Lose Yourself still give me goosebumps. When I hear the beat build and the first verse start kicking, I was like, oh, shit.
From that moment, I said, yeah, he's going to win. He got to win.
You can't pull Eminem out for no L, bro. Come out there, nah, man. And Bud looked like a straight tactician, bro. He looked like a medicine man. Looked like he was just administering all night, man. He just giving shots. Details, a clinic really on how to be a punching bag, and Errol just, you know, he came out okay in the first round, and after that was it, man. After that, it was just a show of how to get your ass whooped. All praise due. Shout out to Bud. I don't think Bud, yeah, like most people kind of had Errol in this, but that was kind of the temperature of the streets. But oh, man, Bud did his thing, man. He baptized that boy. Had the ref tell him, that's enough. That's enough, man. That's something I never want to happen to me in no fight, is another man say, that's enough, man. That's it. Let him go. Let him go, my boy. They go that way sometimes, though. Yeah, shout out to Bud, too, man. Yeah. Big up. Yeah, hey, all the best. Shout out
to Spencer, man. He got, you know, hey, it takes a real pro to get in that ring and get done like that, man. And,
yeah, yeah. That Boston was swollen up after the fight, boy. Yeah, that Boston, he couldn't talk, right?
Yeah, Boston ain't no joke, man. Ain't no joke, man.
That boy said, yeah. So I like to do the rematch at 154. If we could get that fill up, I like to do. I said, God damn. Swollen up like that already?
Yeah, no. So you know, like, you know, he's been saying for the longest that he was going to move up to 154 because making 147 weight kept getting tougher and tougher for him. So he was going to move up to 154 after this fight regardless. You know what I'm saying? And Crawford was saying the same thing. Like, you know, actually during the weigh-in, I think, like, before the weigh-in, I think they said, like, he was a pound and a half over. He was a little bit over. So he had to, like, take a shit, do whatever he needed to do to get to that limit. So he's like the same thing. He's like, I'm 35. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm getting a little older. Like, right. He said he wasn't mind doing that 154 because he talking about fighting Charlo once Charlo done with Canelo or whatever they fight, he was like, I want Charlo next at 154. So that's probably going to happen. You know what I'm saying? But what I like about what Crawford and Spence with, like, it wasn't like no real beef. They kept it straight boxing. Yes, it was trash talking, but it wasn't like no, fuck, nigga, out of this. I'll beat you. It wasn't none of that. Like, after the fight, he went up to him, you know, Showtime showed what he said. Like, man, I appreciate you accepting this fight. Spence was like, I appreciate you accepting this fight. And Crawford was like, no, I appreciate you giving me the fight and making it happen. Like, it was me and you. It wasn't promoters and all the other type of stuff. And then if you notice, like, when they did the post-conference, Crawford gave him all his belts back. He was like, here, man, take your belts home. Like, them yours. Like, them your belts. I'm not going to take your belts because they're going to give him his own. He gave him all his belts back. So he get to take all his belts. So I was like, man, that's dope, man. Like, he was like, it wasn't no beef. It was just, you know what I'm saying? Just man to man. He better man won. Spence never made no excuses or anything like that. He just said he was just a better man. Granted, we knew it was something. Like, I think that he was just drained. I think it was kind of drained. I don't think he was 100% prepared. And, you know, that doctor came out and was like, man, he shouldn't have never even fought that fight. Like, they did, like, a before and after that accident and, like, how his speech and all that. It was like, man, he shouldn't even gotten that ring. They shouldn't even clear him to do that shit.
Yeah, but Spencer make
him make no speech. Yeah, but he, yeah, that's what I said. He didn't make no excuse. Like, right. He didn't make no excuse.
Nah.
He was like, hey, better man won. That's what it is.
That was big for Bud, too, because Bud was blackballed. A lot of people didn't understand. He used to be with another management group. And I forget what it's called, like BDE or something like that. But once he left them, yeah, they were squeezing him out of all the fights. So that's why he was so appreciative to get the opportunity, because basically he wasn't getting the chances to get these fights. And now he, you know, he got it, took advantage of it, and now he top dog. So, you know, he can get an opportunity to call out a couple of guys, cash out a couple more times. You know, he 40-0. That's a beautiful thing, man. And I think he'll continue to try to push that record up and see where he can leave it at. 35 years old, bro. And, you know, in boxing world, like you say, kind of getting up there a little bit. Few more bags. I'll be up out of there, bro. Man, I do me about 6 more fights. Y'all kiss my ass. See you later. Shit, give me about two a year for 3 more years. 150 M's up, 200 M's up, 300 M's up, whatever the case may be. And God bless y'all, man. I'm out. Anyways, I think that's all the rumbles. I don't think it was no more. Teach a man how to squabble.
Yep, that's it.
Teach a man how to squabble. All right.
What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
Man, it's 26 degrees. Season is upon us. Got my crew here with me. It's your boy, Larry. Point guard of the squad. My man, Meezy, I think in and out. He doing...
What it do?
He doing production development or...
Nah, party down professional development.
Pushing man. Dick, some shit like that. he a wild boy. Never know with Meezy. Never know. That's my man's, though.
What it do, man? Another day, man. We got the Field General X with us. What it do?
Yo, what's good? We back. The season is here. I'm excited, man. Look, I think the first day we went out there to practice, man, I was looking for a helmet and some shoulder pads. Like, put me in, coach.
That's crack.
Hey, boy, that thing. Yeah, but we here, man. Lots of things been going on the first 5 days of practice. Information as far as I don't really want to get into the depth just yet. But, you know, I could give y'all information about we're really going, stuff like that.
We'll skim the top. You know, we're just getting going. Just 5 practices in at this point. We're recording here on the Monday. They're taking a break today. They'll be back at it tomorrow, which will be Tuesday. You guys will probably be hearing this Tuesday, maybe Wednesday morning. We'll have it out to you. We got boy D-Rob here with us. D-Rob, what's happening, baby?
What's going on, fellas? Beautiful Monday. You know, it's hot as hell out here, but hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, my man. D-Rock, you get ready to leave Georgia now, right?
Yeah, man. I'll be leaving Georgia in, let me see, about August 29th. I'll be on my way to Virginia. Pull up to the new spot. You know what I'm saying? New opportunities, new beginnings, fresh start. Can't wait.
Ain't shit to do but cook now. You know what I'm saying? Hey, so watch, you know, say, stay out the way. Stay out the way. That's what them boys told me. Ain't shit to do but cook. I heard the Clips probably get ready to drop a new album. This be the first time No Malice Now shall be rapping with the Clips again in a while. That could be fire.
As a whole, he did do a song with his brother.
Yeah, not that long ago. And it was fire, too.
Yeah,
fire. Yeah. I'm a bigger Clips fan than I am a Pusha T fan, like, individually.
Yeah.
Like people love Pusha T, and I got a lot of love for Pusha, but I just...
Yeah, yeah.
The Clips... is my bag. Yeah. Like when they together, that's
a duo. Yeah, they go.
Yeah,
they go.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite duos in hip hop all time. Probably they probably write down to Outkast, maybe UGK. I probably got like third. Yeah, they probably like I go Outkast, UGK, and then Clips.
Yeah, they up there. I got Outkast obviously everywhere.
I know you got Ball and G up
there. Yeah, Ball and G is my number one. Ball and G and then Cass, but that's just because I think Ball and G kind of raised me, man. So
yeah, it'd be like that. It'd be like that. See, Cass raised me. Being from Georgia, and I was so fired up to hear these cats like from the A. Well, actually, Big Boy from Savannah too. So. But they just had that sound and the lyricism that they said we didn't have. So I was like, oh, these are my motherfucking dudes here, bro. And just was rocking with them ever since. You know, so that was part of my upbringing, man.
Yeah, okay. Like I said, I was, you know what I'm saying? I was at the time, I was staying in Warner Robins with my aunt and my uncle. You know what I'm saying? I was like sixth grade when I first heard Outkast. I think Southern Playlistic had just came out. This is like 90, yeah. 94, 95, I think it was.
Southern
Playlistic
was
94. 94. Yeah, it was like 94. Yeah, that's when I first heard that. But then I also heard Space Age Pimpin' around that same time.
Yeah.
And then I just gravitated to that. But, I mean, it's going to be straight. Even with this move, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be careful, though, because, you know, Virginia State, you know, the HBCU is right there. And they tell you, man, it was like, where you at?
I heard they got some red bones up there, that boy.
Man,
they got it.
Hey,
man,
you come up on Smile. That was like your duo all the time. Smile, South Star, them boys. Y'all thought they was gonna be legends in the game, man.
Hey, now what's the group that was with Rockefeller? What's the
Young Guns?
Yeah, that's
Young Guns.
Chris and Lee.
Chris and Lee. That's what's up. Chris, my dude. I fuck with Chris. Chris did my show way back in the day, man. Shout out Young Chris, man. But yeah, man. We back, man. The fall ain't quite in the air yet in Florida. Yeah. It's hot as hell out here.
Yeah, this thing is spring and summer combined.
Yeah. It is
hot.
It is something wicked out there, though, boy. Nice and sticky. It's like a humidity chamber when you walk outside. If you got any wrinkles in your shirt, don't even worry about it. Just throw it on, walk outside for 2 minutes.
That sun gonna add it for you.
You go, yeah. That steam gonna loosen up all the wrinkles. You are gonna be nice. You are gonna be clean with it. But so that you know, we got 5 practices under our belt so far. I guess we could get into a little bit of. Kind of a little bit of position, I guess, battles early or breakdowns early. I guess we'll start at the top. You know, it's easy. We'll just go in order. Get down, Cat. Obviously, we know who the quarterback is.
TBD, Tyler Van Dyke.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
He's one. What's interesting is, you know, the two-position battle, the second quarterback. Obviously, we all will think or know it's going to be Ja'Cory Brown. That freshman guy, man, he out there throwing that ball around, and it's looking pretty.
Man, I've been hearing his name like every day now.
It's looking pretty. The other day, man, I'm standing right on the side where the receiver's at, and the receiver ran a route, man, and he threw the ball, and I was like, who the fuck just do that? Like, okay, let me stand and look again. And he threw another pass. I was like, okay, that's two. Let me see if he can do it at least one more time. Do another beautiful pass. And I was like, I say, man, this guy got some accuracy out of this world. He is putting the ball where receivers could catch it, and they still going. I'm like, boy,
that's his arm strength, X.
His arm strength is pretty good. It's pretty good. It's not elite. But, you know, in this type of offense, you don't need an elite 80-yard arm. You know what I'm saying? You just need to get the ball into the playmaker's hand.
That's what's up.
It's going to be – I mean, again, TVD is our guy. You know what I'm saying? We move the ball and score points with TVD this year. Just next year or closer to the end of the year, if they do get into the game, you just want to see, okay, which one they going with first.
Yeah, that'll be interesting because I know there's a lot of energy behind Jakari and kind of like a lot of belief in him. You know, he's done really well in spring outside of the actual spring game. That was kind of the word on that he had been impressive and improving his game. But also what's interesting this year is he wants to preserve a red shirt. So, you know, obviously the goal would be to keep that number 9 jersey clean. I think, you know, we tooled up on the O-line to do that better. And I think, you know, second year under this coaching staff, I think you're going to see an O-line that will just continue to improve. Got a little better depth there as well. So it'll be interesting to see. Do you think Jakari plays at all this year? Can they go out again, I guess, and play 4 games again and maintain?
Yeah, it's still a 4-game. You still got the 4-game minimum.
So you can do that every year?
As of now, yeah.
Okay.
As of now, it's 4 games, and then that's it. So that's the goal. I mean, that's the goal. You know what I'm saying? The goal is to get him in, you know, in blowout games, stuff like that. And that's if we have blowout games, you know. So you say you got to have blowout games for him to get in. Other than that, you know, besides the one game, what we play on that Thursday, Bethune, besides that game, it's like, okay, well, you just know he might not play unless we have some blowouts.
So hopefully we'll blow out Miami, Ohio. Hopefully. I ain't going to take that from them people. They're going to be amped up. They're going to say they the real Miami.
Yeah, listen, let me get this off my chest, because when I was down there talking to the players, man, I had a little thing. I say, look, I'm finna get y'all hype. I'm finna make sure y'all go out there and kill this team. Because this team y'all playing called themselves Miami. We never heard of this place. Don't nobody know where this place is at, but they call themselves Miami. You have to be specifically mad that another team called themselves Miami. They say, yeah, man, that's crazy, man. So it's Murder, She Wrote when we get out there, man. Like, yeah, man, look, y'all go out there and beat them down bad. Like, don't even ease up to the last zero hit the clock.
Let's get it. Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, they should, because, like, I think they were saying, like, they lost their whole offensive line. They're returning one, their left tackle or a tackle, and he's, like, 6'5", 270, maybe 280, which is too light in the ass. The quarterback can barely see over the line. Like, man, I don't want no excuses. Yeah, he's, like, 5'10". So it should be a straight, like, domination. They should not gain no more than 150 yards. And that's in garbage time. That's because we let them off the hook, and it's like 55 to zip. That's the only time. They shouldn't get nothing.
Listen, I don't want them to get 150 yards. I tell people all the time, everybody keep looking at the second game of the season. I'm saying, no, I think the first game of the year is the most important game. Because although it's Miami, Ohio, but that should tell you if Miami's serious or not. Because we go out there and blow this team out, like, we go out there and blow them out 50-something to zero. Hey, okay, Miami might kind of be serious. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they taking this shit for real. Yeah.
You know, you go out there and you shit the bed 28-17, you like, here we go again.
A long you know season. I'm tell you right now, if it's anything like 28-17, go ahead and crack your bottle. You in for a lot of long Saturdays, man.
And see the problem that I kind of have with all this with some Canes fans is everybody's like you saying, Texas A&M week 2. No, the last time we overlooked somebody, we got our ass beat, and the motherfuckers took us up top. So nah, don't overlook these people. Nah, get to them week 1, like you said, 45-3, set whatever. They should score no more than 10 points, if that. And then we just go from there. Like you said, if that shit 28-17 and we pull away at like the last quarter or something like that, then yeah, man. And we should know more than have at least 2 touchdowns scored in the first quarter. At least 2 touchdowns scored in the first quarter. 14-0 is what it should be after 1. That's what it should be.
Yeah, I don't want to get too wrapped up into the first quarter score, but that game does have to be dominating, though.
You got to set the tone. Means we got to set the tone, right, my brother.
You got to set the tone. You just got to think about it, because, you know, we always – and, yeah, I'm going to say this, Canes fan. We always want to talk about the old raging – you know, the Canes, the old Canes, when how they was good. A lot of those teams went out and dominated from kickoff to finish. And that's why teams was like, yeah, we kind of afraid of them. You know what I'm saying? You can't dominate one quarter and then they come back the next quarter and then think you just going to pull it out of the end. Like, okay, yeah, well, shit, we could really play with these niggas.
Right.
You know, we can line up with these. They not nobody superior. You know what I'm saying? Uh-oh. Once they get in their head, guess what? They could play. You
know That's what happened last year.
And dominate from kickoff to finish. Well, they might call you AD and say, man, we don't want to schedule y'all no more. Remember when Washington, we beat the hell out of Washington? They were like, man, we don't want to play y'all no more. That's it. Play y'all no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the last thing you want to do is it be 10-3 end of the first quarter. Man, them people gonna have so much confidence, like, oh, that's it? Oh yeah, man. And then, you know, when one team confidence get up, the other team confidence go down. And we'll need that shit.
That'd
show them like boys.
That'd be like when Bethune played us tight for that half, man. CJ was on that team. Shout out my boy CJ. he said they let us off the hook. CJ said they let us off the hook.
That game
he said the coach would stop pussyfooting, man.
Man, that shit's wild to hear. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's wild, man. Like, yeah. Bethune should not – they shouldn't be within 40 points of us, man. Like,
I will say this,
like, though. It's crazy.
I will say that about that team, though. That team actually did have a decent amount of, like, D1 transfers. So they did have more than the average Bethune-Cookman team would have. But still,
man, that game was at Miami at high noon. We're supposed to beat the shit out of them boys.
Oh no, I ain't making no excuses. I agree. Yeah, what it is. But yeah, quarterback position. Back to that real quick. I have been hearing that battle up for 2 is probably a little more interesting than we originally anticipated. Something to keep an eye on. It's still early in the fall. I would anticipate, obviously, if there's an injury. The TDD, God forbid, we'll probably just go to Jakari, just because he's got more in-game reps.
Jakari said he won a red shirt, though, didn't he?
He does.
No, but like let me say, you go with Jakari because he has more game experience, and then the simple fact of his tangibles. You know what I'm saying? His tangibles would say, well, just put him in the game because you think he can just go out there and make a play. You know what I'm saying? If the play breaks down, he can't throw the ball. He, you know, he always have good, his legs to run. Just don't want to put Emory Williams in that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just yet. You know what I'm
if
saying?
You can help it.
Hey, man, if we can prolong it as much as we can, let's go. You know, at least we know Jakari been in this situation before.
All right, let's slide over to running back. I think this is a more interesting room. With the injuries, you know, we know about Chaney, you know, consistently been injured. Has been healthy so far this year through the spring and early fall. I know Henry Parrish was a little banged up towards the end of last year. He's back 100%, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's back. Parrish. He's out. Yeah, he's looking good.
Citizen is still out.
Citizen Citizen wants to play this year. I hope he just relax, man. Just relax and get ready for spring. Chaney's looking good. Chaney's looking good, man. Chaney's looking good. Mark Fletcher just
Parrish getting Mark. Majority. I know we're not getting into like the ones and twos like that, but Paris looking like the number one so far, like with reps at practice?
Nah, they getting equal reps. Him and Chaney getting equal reps as of right now. They getting equal reps, and then Mark Fletcher getting some, and then Allen getting some also.
AJ Allen, yeah, is the other addition to the room.
Chris Johnson probably be the odd man now. He's probably going to redshirt. If he doesn't, it'll just be special teams only. But yeah, man. I keep telling people, man, if Chaney's still looking healthy like how he's looking right now, he's our guy.
He's the guy I've been having the most faith in over all these years. He's the guy I've been waiting on. Like, if we could just get this guy healthy, I think he's the most balanced back. And I think I've said it a couple of times. I think he's one of the better backs in the country, if healthy. We just got to get him healthy and keep him healthy. Hopefully, he comes out of fall healthy and just keep running to the season, man. Some people, we've seen it before. We've seen it with a guy like Frank Gore, where you never think Frank gonna quite put it together because of the injuries. Then he go to the NFL and never get hurt no more. It was like, how the hell this dude took them shots and got banged up in college, tore up two knees, and then that was it. Then he went to the pros and played for 28 years.
Yeah.
So
with this group, man, I kind of see Coach Dawson probably going, back by committee. You know what I'm saying? Not giving them the overload workload that those guys had last year. You know what I'm saying? Giving them 10, 12 carries per game, you know what I'm saying, each. Then that way you can say, okay, well, we could give our third back about 5-6 carries maybe. You know what I'm saying? They don't have to say 20 carries and then be on the field 60 plays. You know what I'm saying? Because we, as we know for the past, like, our running backs wearing tests, not good. So at least you can do. That's the best way for it. But, yeah, I think that's probably what it's going to be.
So it's interesting you say that, because I think that kind of dispels who the quote unquote starter will be. It'll just be kind of, an even split. And I tend to agree with that. I think you'll see probably your top three guys, I'm thinking, will be Chaney, Parrish, and Fletcher early on. And, probably stay that way. Like you say, Citizen want to get back. And he could carve his name out if he could get back healthy. He could take a spot. But I don't know. We haven't seen him. We heard about him, put it that way, last year. We never got to see him. I'm interested in seeing A.J. Allen play as well. I remember I watched his high school clips. And very, very elusive. He's a very elusive back. Think he's a guy that's real slippery. So he'd be very interesting.
David Lake said he thinks he's the shiftiest running back on the roster we have so far.
I won't say I agree. I'm not gonna say I disagree. It's hard to call somebody shifty when they ain't getting hit. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to call somebody shifty when they're not getting hit. When they're getting hit,
that's true.
And they don't get hit, then you say, oh yeah, they shifty. You know what
I'm saying? When they can get hit, high school clips. That's all I ask.
Yeah, I mean, his high school clips was good. Him and Parrish are kind of more so similar. You know what I'm saying? Neither one has that game changing speed at running back that if they break, they gone. You know what I'm saying? But they workhorses. They can run ball. And like you say, because Parrish is shifty, but he just had too much workload last year. So
yeah.
Again, from our past, just think about from our past. Oh, it's new year. We hoping and expecting every player is healthy for the rest of the year. But we know at that position for the last few years, we just have not had a running back from start to finish. So if you got four or five running backs that's killable, guess what? Ride with it. You know what I'm saying? Don't overload one of them.
Hell yeah. Nah, I mean, it happens with championship teams all the time. You see it in Georgia. A lot of rotation at back. When they've been more stacked in that room. And that's what they're trying to do again right now. You look at right now, they just got the top running back in the nation. They got the Chauncey Bowens kid. And they got somebody else, another top-ranked four-star running back. And I bet you they sold all them kids on, hey, look, we done it before. Look at all these guys. You had Keith Marshall, Todd Gurley, Nick Chubb, and Sony Michel. And guess who went to the league? Every single one of them. And Nick Marshall, he was banged up like a whole year, came back the next year, looked okay, and still ended up getting drafted. So that's what they selling them. I know some UF fans thinking they're going to get Bowens back because of that, but I doubt it. I think they sold that vision and said, nah, bro, trust us. We've done this before. We can do it again.
And Bowens is definitely not going back to that school. He's locked in over there. It ain't matter. It don't matter who they was getting an extra running back. Bowens was locked in.
Yeah. And boys, you rest your knees, you rotate in, and you get, production out of different guys. And like I say, all those guys went to the league. Every single one of them. Hell, three of them was first rounders.
I'm about to say, and the high draft pick too. It wasn't like no first, third, fourth.
Only Marshall was late, and that was because he came off of that injury. I think his junior year.
And it's still crazy. He got drafted.
Yeah, he still got drafted. So, yeah, that'll be one of the more interesting rooms to watch. Now, wide receiver, again, they feel better, to my understanding, about depth from last year to this year. And the roster in general, top to bottom. But who would you guess or who would you slate early is XYZ?
Kobe Young, Restrepo, and Jacoby George. Those are the three guys who will be the starters. Again, with that position, it's going to be by committee. You'll have different starters each game, depending on the scheme, because I'm not going to lie. Those two guys who came in, man, they fast as hell. I didn't know Shamar Kirk was fast. Like, I didn't. I promise you not. I thought he was just a 4'5", 4'6" guy who could just catch the ball.
I forgot about Cuz. The Juco guy, right?
Yeah, that little motherfucker could run, boy. He could run. He ain't little, but he could run, boy. He could run.
Somebody so he'll be pushing George.
Yeah, he pushing George. Harrell will be pushing George and Young. Horton is pushing Young. You know what I'm saying? And then you got Rashad and Ray pushing Strepo. Lassen is pushing George. Like, you got receiver by committee, man. Who's ever having that good
week? That's a good problem to have.
Who's ever having that good week of practice is going to be good, you know what I'm saying, come Saturday.
Get out there and get them reps.
I got a crazy stat real quick, bro.
Good.
I want y'all to take a wild guess without looking it up. Hey, who led us in receptions last year?
The tight end, Will Mallory.
Mallory.
Rashad Smith.
Damn, sure was. What? I saw that.
Damn, sure Rashad was. Smith.
I saw that. You're right.
That's a crazy stat, bro.
Rashad Smith, I think
Mallory had like 33 catches.
Yeah, 33. I think like Mallory was like right behind him. Yeah, it's like right behind him. I looked it up. I was like, "What in the hell?" I didn't even know that. That's crazy,
bro. I remember this man getting like 5 catches last year.
But because you remember, God, I don't want to talk about last year. But I'm bringing it up anyway. You remember when Gaddis was like, "Man, having Rashad and Restrepo on the same field, or I should put them on the field more often because them on the field together creates other opportunities," and then he never did the shit. But that's when Rashad was going in. He was like, 5 catch this game, 6 catch this game. He was really doing his thing.
Gaddis is a moron. Moving on.
the receiver group, I tweeted that, we like 10 deep at the position. And then that was like, I don't even know if I added Robbie in there. He's another one whose speed is just, we legitimately got speed now on the outside. We legitimately got speed, man, with Robbie, Ray, Harrell, and Kirk. I didn't know Kirk was fast like that. Lassen is starting to look like, okay, he's starting to take it serious now.
Years old, man.
You got no other choice, but the team, the receivers, man, they happy. Trust me, they happy running routes. These guys, they got the sad look on their face like they did last year, man.
Who looks like our best receiver?
I'm just keeping it a buck. I'm telling you, Kobe George, he can just run around and get open.
See, I'm like Kobe. I don't know why. I want Kobe Young to be the best receiver.
I mean, Kobe Young is good. He looks good. He looks good out there. But again, you know, the one thing I need to see him do more consistently is get open. Mm-hmm. You know, just because you're 6'4", you know, sometimes those big receivers say, I don't got to get open. Just throw me the ball because I'm big.
Right.
But, you know, it's a lot better if you can just get open without them having to be on your shoulder. You know what I'm saying? That's just a better play. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
But, he looks good out there, man. He looks good out there, so.
Now, Jacoby's another guy that I kind of, raised a flag for, thought had a ton of potential, could probably be one of the best in the room, and we just need to see him put it all together. So hopefully this is year, and he gets to prove a lot and plant his flag.
He's going to be a junior this year, right?
I believe redshirt.
He's a true junior. He's a true junior.
True junior. Okay.
He's a true junior. You know, that was that top class that Vandy Diaz brought in.
I'm talking about Vandy. COVID always, you know, screw up the timelines a little bit. So hopefully we'll be out of the COVID guys in a couple of years, and it won't throw off all of the classifications too much. So that's a good feeling. I think the wide receiver room being in a better position in general. You look at tight ends, and I think that's probably, I don't know, I'd almost say my most comfortable room.
Well, go ahead and say it. It's the best room as far as players who came into college ready to play right away. You know what I'm saying? Like, outside of Skinner, you know, his body is not the traditional tight end size, but he's a hybrid tight end. You know what I'm saying? Arroyo is just Arroyo, man. He probably can run the best routes. He probably run routes like a receiver, probably better than most of our receivers. Hmm. And then Riley Williams, man, is the kid is man.
I heard somebody say Riley Williams is going to be an NFL player. You could just see it.
Look, I'm high on him. The kid right now is 6'6", 255. I'm high on the kid. I think he can literally be an NFL player now because the way his body is set up, then he can run routes. He can block. He has good speed for a tight end. He's, the only thing I don't really like about the kid, he smiled too much. Like, man, you ain't got a serious look on your face. Like, you can't be smiling when you got there on the field all the time. But hey, man, it's a new generation, man. If you smile, do your thing.
Andrew Luck used to smile a lot, man.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck was a smiling motherfucker, man. You knock Andrew Luck down, he'll say, man, that's a good hit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tight end is a good room, man. I think, you know, we tight end you for a reason. I think there's a couple of NFL tight ends in that room.
It's about three. At least it's at least three. You know, Arroyo Skinner and Riley Williams, and then Jackson Carver. He's a big kid. He ain't even grown to his body yet.
Right, and you know, people gotta. Jackson went to a prep school, to get another year to really learn football more because he wasn't playing football the entire time. So he's still a raw project. But, yeah, the physical tools he has there, if he can put it all together, he could end up being another one of those guys. We'll see. Time will tell as far as that goes. But a room we got to feel very confident in. Then you go to the O-line. O-line, obviously tooled up.
Yeah, we reloaded that one. We reloaded at that spot. Transfer portal and recruiting.
And recruiting. I think the only real question is left tackle. Because a lot of us were looking forward to Zion coming back. I'm still hearing Zion looking.
He's not ready as of yet. They trying to get him out there though. He's not ready just yet though.
Yeah, and then I heard
what's the issue about with him?
Bone on bone, bro. Paul. Yeah. I'm like, oh, if it's bone on bone, that's a wrap.
Yeah, he might be done.
That's a wrap. Like, and I think they just don't want to say it. Because I'm sorry, with today's modern medicine, he should be back by now.
Right. Yep.
And I feel bad for the kid because I do think he got all the desire. You know, he did such a great job in transforming his body and being ready to be. I mean, there was buzz on Zion a few years ago about top five pick.
Right.
Just because of his feet, his hands. He's athletic. He's an athletic guy. But to be real with you, I don't think he plays this year. I think Zion's going to have to medically retire. And no one's quite saying it yet. So the word is we go on with Jalen Rivers, who, I'll be frank, did not like in spring practice, in the spring game, did not like at all. Now,
yeah, he was getting whooped.
I thought he was getting his ass beat. Yeah. He letting Reuben Bain whoop his ass. Which, yeah, don't, not to take nothing from Reuben, but.
Yeah, I'm about to say, to be fair, there, y'all. Reuben,
oh, you know, I picked Reuben to get eight sacks this year. Remember?
Reuben did whooping everybody who's going to come down. It don't matter who.
But he's a freshman, too, so it's like.
Yeah.
He letting that freshman beat your ass, boy.
Yeah, we talked about that on a previous show, though, about how Jalen Rivers, like, it was glaring during watching the game. Like,
I thought he stood out.
You know, for one thing I can say with Tim, I think, you know what I'm saying, during the spring, he still wasn't even fully healthy either.
Okay.
He was out there. And I think now from, you know, talking with him and then seeing him on the field, they say he's fully healthy. Obviously, you know, you still a lot, you know, so, but at the same time, you still have other options, you know what I'm saying? Because Matthew McCoy is healthy now. I mean, he was
out. Isn't he out of position, though? Like, isn't he really?
He was right tackle. He was actually the starting right tackle before he got injured. And then Francis took over. And then, you know, once Francis got it, he wasn't trying to look back. So,
yeah. You know, I think. The question with Okunlola is the strength still. You know, he's still.
No, not the strength. I don't think it's the strength. I think it's the speed of the game.
Okay. Okay.
Because he's strong as a motherfucker.
Yeah, so he came up. He playing at Massachusetts, so.
He's strong as a motherfucker, but it's the speed of the game, which he's caught up. But then now, you know, I think fall camp, it has speeded up a lot more than he was used to. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when he caught up, it's like, okay, damn, y'all got another speed. Hold on. I ain't know it's another speed. I got to catch up to this speed, too. You know, but he's right there. He's right there trying to push. Speaking with him, man, when I asked him about Francis, man, he's like, yeah, man, I'm kind of jealous, man. He's starting. I got to get out there and start, too. So I'm like, well, you know what you got to do, right? He's like, yeah, man, I got to go out there and work.
Well, let me ask you this. I've been hearing David Late call the brothers Maui Noah. Did y'all get a new pronunciation?
Nah, man. They said Maui Goa. Maui
that's
Goa.
What that's I, what I've what, been hearing late.
Told me to say. That's what he told me to say. He says Maui Goa.
I was okay. Like, okay. I've heard Lake start saying Maui Noah, and I'm like, the hell he get that from? I was like, maybe they gave him a new pronunciation. That's why I was going to ask you. I was like, maybe they gave the press a new pronunciation guide. But yeah, I think, yeah, you got from right to left. Something tells me Rivers is one of our best old linemen, period. So it'll be interesting to see if he can stick out there at left, at left tackle. If not, I think Okunlola ends up coming in, but then where do you put Rivers?
Okay, so this is a scenario that I've been saying. Okay, so if Zion is not going to be ready this year anytime, whatever, you start off Rivers first game, second game. You know, after the second game, takes a nim against a big-ass D-line, you say if Rivers can't handle that, then we have to switch. Yeah. Either go younger or go with somebody who's older that's been on the team. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you have Matthew McCoy who could say, okay, well, can we put him to the left tackle spot? You know, or do we just say, well, Francis, you're going to have to go to the left tackle spot. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. So it's scenarios where you could make things happen. We already know that Cooper's biggest, man, that guy's big as hell. Man, him and goddamn Tommy Kinsler, man, is like What are they feeding these kids?
Yeah, they say Tommy Kinsler.
Kinsler, big ass boy.
Is a mountain, man.
Man, Kinsler, every bit of 6'8". I don't care what the roster sheet tells me. I don't care what the staff tell me. I'm going off what my eyes see. That's a big joker.
You think he could play tackle?
Nah, he's a guard. He's going to
be a guard. He's going to be a big ass guard.
Yeah, he's a guard. I don't think he has the footwork for tackle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I may be wrong, but he's a guard. He's a guard.
You just hate to see a damn.
You don't see too many 6'8" guards. 6'8"
guard, yeah.
Right, yeah. I was about to say, you don't see too many goddamn aircraft carriers like that, man. Just a large human being like that. You know, probably since Eric Flowers. Yeah. Eric Flowers was the last guy that we had that was just massive, you know, tall, wide. That boy ain't even had no gut. Flowers was just.
What about Chiantre? You don't think wasn't Chiantre Anderson bigger than him?
Yeah, he talked about the last one. He talked. Yeah, Chiantre was bigger than all of them. Chiantre was 6'8". He was 6'8".
Okay. Yeah, both of the boys went first round too.
He was 6'8". Chiantre didn't go first round. Yeah. He went
6 or 7.
No, he went like third or something like that.
Yeah, and he played a long time.
He had a good career until he got sick. He had a good career until he got sick.
Yeah, he got that disease or something like that. It wasn't not leukemia. It was something. It was
like Crohn's. He lost a lot of weight.
Crohn's. Him and his running mate Brandon Leonard was playing on that Jacksonville team together.
O-line, I think, will be a good strength this year. Again, just a little questions of that left tackle. If Rivers adjusts and you know, gets comfortable there, then I think it'll remain a top strength. That's just my only real question mark early on. But the starting lineup hasn't changed in the fall from spring.
Yeah, what you got to think about also, too, is last year our weakness was in the inside, in the middle. Yeah. You know, from center to guard to guard. So I think our strengths now are from center to guard to guard. Right. So just by saying that, now you say, okay, well, we can have the running backs and tight ends help with the tackles a lot more than having the focus to come up in the middle and say, oh, I got to get a D-tackle, stuff like that. You know, because between with Matt Lee and Cohen, you're like, well, see, we know they can handle their own, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We've seen the big boy Cooper handle his own. Cooper's he's a bulldozer. He just goes to pushing things around.
Yeah. He's a nasty player.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, well, even if Rivers isn't elite or good enough like that, okay, well, hey, maybe we might have just had his running back on the left side a lot more than he's on the right side.
All right, let's flip ball real quick, man. Let's go on defense real fast. Guidry spoke to playing his best players a lot, which should be very encouraging for Miami fans who want to see Mr. Taylor out there more. His PFF grade is really high, and people go, well, I don't see it. It's like, well, no, he's good, but we rotated a lot, so he would come out quite a bit. And I think the reason Guidry done that previously in the past, too, is he didn't have the depth that he would like to have. But I think it's part of his philosophy. So I think this year you'll see less rotation and a little bit more just putting your top dogs in position. So we'll start up front in the trenches.
Yeah, the two guys in the middle, man, is going to be LT and Brayson Dean. Those are going to be the two guys up in the middle front. And then
I heard Dean looking good.
They say Dean whooping ass.
Dean looking real good, man. He looking real good. He's a technician, you know.
Go kart package.
He's a future defensive line coach because he's teaching the D line. He's teaching those guys out there also too. So it's like him and LT, that's going to be good. Then you got Jafari Harvey, maybe he'll be at one end, and Mezzador will be at the other.
I heard Najee Leak take that boy.
When he's talking about rotating, that's what he's talking about right now, rotating. Like, it's going to be, you know, the DN's going to be rotating a lot. They're going to be rotating a lot. You know, Najee Leak, Cyrus Moss, Reuben Bain, Jaden Wayne. Yeah, those guys are gonna be Chaz Williams. They're gonna be rotating a lot. And that's the crazy thing. It's like, man, it's the defensive end is about six deep.
It feel like,
yeah, I heard. I heard Kelly was.
Yeah, Kelly. But you know, Kelly's our best pass rusher. He's our best pass rusher. Like he. Yeah, it's if now. Now I ain't gonna say it on there, but yeah. A certain guy.
I'll tell you what I heard. I heard you taking I take it Harvey Snouts, man.
Yeah.
Harvey's going to be off the bench.
Harvey not getting no 50, 60 snaps now. He might get 25, 30. You know what I'm saying? Kelly coming. He's coming. He's right there. I'm just saying as far as because of the defense that Gilgi wants to run, Harvey, he's standing up now. You know what I'm saying? So far, it's like, you know, Kelly, when Kelly get in, he does stand up too, but he's more of that put his hand in the dirt and he just beat you.
Yeah, I think, you know, we address concerns on the inside by going to the portal. Those guys were, you know, we brought in Dean, we brought in Gore. Those guys are both kind of undersized but disruptive. I think the questions came were trying to add a more run-stopping D-tackle. And we brought in the kid from
Anthony Campbell.
Yeah, is he the one from Louisiana?
Yeah, that sound.
Yeah.
Lafayette.
I haven't seen much of him out there yet. I seen him. I finally got to see him the other day, but I haven't seen much of him. Like,
playing. Wait, who?
Anthony Campbell.
Yeah, he was the big kid we brought in transfer. He's supposed to be like 6'6". Good frame, nothing impressive on tape. He may not play. They brought him in, I think, as a project, see what he could be, see what they could coach him up to do and see if he could, because you can't find that kind of size everywhere, and see if he could be a major contributor in that way. So we'll see if he becomes anything. But I think the D-line in general will be solid, especially if Guidry leans more on just playing his best guys and kind of letting them tap out. Saying, hey, coach, I need a breather. Give me somebody else. And then, so we'll go to second level. Got your linebackers. Again, I think a much improved group. Size-wise, number one. Still young there.
Speed-wise also.
Yes.
Speed-wise is probably the biggest improvement. Speed, because they were
Man, we've been so slow.
They've been raving about Bobby and his speed, man.
Yeah, we had Zach McLeod back then, man.
Yeah, it's Coach Nickerson, man. He loves Zach. Bobby speed. Bobby might literally be the fastest guy on our defense. And for most teams, you would laugh because that's a linebacker, but he really runs a 4.3. So it's like, what can you say? but yeah, with that, you know, you got Francisco in the middle, Mike Flag behind him, Wesley. The weak side, you got the transfer guy. What's his name? KJ Bold or something like that. He's there.
Cloyd.
Okay. I don't know why I said boy, but yeah, Cloyd. Him. Those will be probably the four top guys with Bobby being right there. And, you know,
Holy Bob.
Mike Backer, man. Yeah, I think, you know, those two Mike Backers are going to be the guys for us right now because they know exactly, you know what I'm saying, how to run a defense. So.
How are old look?
Who?
Popo.
Oh, you say Popo. Yeah, Popo ready to knock somebody's head off. Him and Marcellus.
It's a big fellas, man.
Man, look, when I'm speaking to Marcellus literally says, yeah, man, I'm about 6'3 and a half, 236. And I look at him, I say, man, stop lying. He ain't no freshman, Mike, middle linebacker, 60. He's like, yeah, man, I'm 60. I'm saying, boy, what y'all eating up there in Georgia, man? You a big kid, boy. You was a big kid. But he's another one who say, yeah, man, I want to play, man. I don't want to sit the bench. I never sat the bench, so I want to play. You know, and I'm like, I say, well, y'all know what y'all got to do to play. You gotta work, man. This is where you got to work at, right in here. You know, they're excited, man. They all excited, man. They ready to go out there and hit. Like him, Popo, and Malik, man, they just, and Bobby, they all just want to go out there and hit somebody.
Yeah, that's exciting news, especially with the size and speed that improved so much in that room. I mean, I saw the roster the other day, and it was just like, now this is a linebacker room, man. In modern football, we had, you know, honestly, and it's not personal shots, but those guys were slow and small. That's just the truth of it. Instinctual maybe and good players, but some of this, man, in today's game with this pass-happy league, you need guys that can fly around. And I think we did a lot to improve that room. That makes
Is Flag cool. going to play much this year?
I mean,
I hope not.
I mean, here's the situation with Flag. I mean, you know, Flag does everything the coaches want. He knows the defense. He knows how to line them up.
So does Ryan Ragoon.
Yeah. I mean, but then he's a step up above Ryan Ragoon. So, like, I keep telling people, Francisco looks good. Francisco looks good, man. So, as long as he's healthy, he's our guy, Mike. He's our guy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Chase Smith's trying to work himself back too. He has a knee brace on, but he's trying to work himself way back into the rotation. He's another guy that can get at Mike Backer or Will, but he's like he's gaining weight also too, so I don't know.
Yeah, I was high on him, man.
Yeah, he had one of those just freak injuries last year that, man, it's just one of those freak accidents that just happened, and you know.
You think he ever get back right?
I don't know, man. That injury he had last year was a freak injury, man.
Well, I think we all in agreement, you know, the linebacker room will start to be a strength on this team, which it hasn't been in years. So that's really encouraging. And we'll step back into safeties. Clearly the starters are something different. You know, James Williams and Cam Kitchen. James will be dropping down in the box more. They've already discussed that quite a bit. Playing, you know, in the outside linebacker type position. I think the depth is where your questions come in there. You got a Markeith Williams, who's a ball hawk. They like still probably a little slight frame-wise. Brian Balaam is still with us. He's a kid that I think is solid backup. I don't know if he's ever what you really want starting at Miami per se, but I think he'll always be a good guy to plug in. And you can feel fairly comfortable with Brian Balaam.
One name I'm gonna give you, and this is who Brian Balaam is. I'm gonna give you this name, and then just think before y'all say anything. James Lewis, number 23 for UM, 2001 national
championship team. Okay,
James Lewis was on the team for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And just waited his time and got in the perfect scenario. Oh, you know, the defense was just perfect for me. He did exactly what he needed to do.
Yeah,
Bale's never had no glaring issues whenever I see him on the field. Like, he was
good player. You know, again, like I say, he's just I interviewed him, man, and I think I posted it. You know, he was like, yeah, man. I asked him about him trying, you know, getting into the portal, and he was like, he said, yeah, man, it was just one of those emotional things where I just felt like it was, you know what I'm saying, time for me to go. But then when I really sat down and thought about it, like, I came to Miami to be a Hurricane. Like, I just wasn't going to leave. You know what I'm saying? And you're not asking, you know, okay, so you backing up James and Cam. You're like, well, that's the perfect scenario for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm learning from those guys. And then, you know, if anything happened, I'll be ready. And if those guys leave next year, I'll be right here. You know what I'm saying? Learning. I learned from them. So, right. Perfect situation for him. You know, Still got to recruit to get some boys back there. But then, you know, you still got Jaden Harris. And I'm hearing that this guy, man, he came in immediately. He came in and immediately did his thing, man. Damn, I forgot his name just that fast. Jadarius Richards. He's another
From Vandy.
He's another one kind of rotate the safety. He's going to rotate at all the spots in the secondary.
Yeah, hearing a lot of good things about him, and he might become
on the other side of Brown.
No. Jaden Davis Jaden Davis and Tequeri Couch has been looking good. They've been looking good. I'm gonna get to Couch looking finally looking like he's supposed to look. But again, you know, pads aren't on, they wasn't on fully, so we'll see when pads get on, then things get a little different. But he, as far as coverage wise, him and Jaden Davis has been looking good.
Yeah, I like Couch. Always have liked Couch. He was just more of a liability in the run game. You know, they would run at him in that nickel spot. So, you know, and he did improve his body composition, got bigger, because he's just naturally a smaller dude. But if he could continue to hold on to some weight, then I think he could be, you know, a guy that no longer becomes any type of liability out there on the field. They feel better about corner in general. I think the Jadaius kid could end up being kind of like you said, X, a jack of all trades, where we'll use him where we need him. Because he seems to be that talented.
Yeah, when you have like, okay, you got James, Cam, Damari Brown, Devontae Brown. You know, you're really looking at it and say, okay, well, you got a spot for the other corner, and then you have a slot star money position. So you got Couch and Jaden Davis. So you're saying, well, dang, Jadaius is really good. I need him on the field. Most teams are throwing the ball a lot. I need him on the field. He has the size and ability to make a play. You just got to find something for him on the field. As crazy as it sounds, you know, if Gildry is here last year, maybe Avante Williams is still at Miami. You know, because he would have found the spot for him. But we on this shit though. But yeah, I'm a little positive about the cornerback depth so far. I'm a little positive about the cornerback depth.
I would have loved Devontae at that nickel spot with him and James and Cam all on the field at the same time. That's what I would have loved him at. But they've been showing, you know, Devontae Brown, man, seem like that's cornerback one. Like, he really like doing his thing, man.
He's cornerback one. It's not. It's nobody besides cornerback one. The only person they could probably put in for him, maybe his younger brother, but he's cornerback one.
Yeah. And considering, you know, that was another thing from Guidry said that, you know, cornerback's a super important position in his defense. That's encouraging. To get some quality depth there, we feel a lot better about this time around compared to, you know, last year. Maybe our top end was better with Ivy and Tyreek, but I think this year we'll have a better all around depth and be prepared to go a few guys deep. So, you know, that's position by position. Kicker is the same
Borgalis, he's the kicker. The punter, I haven't figured out how to pronounce his name yet. I'm not even going to try.
Punter's going to punt.
He's going to punt.
Kicker's going to kick. Yeah. We got all
who's
that
getting,
shit.
Who's getting Brett punt and kick?
Oh, kick return, punt return.
Oh, kick return. Well, you know that. Ray Ray's there. Robbie.
I like Jacoby to return punts, though. I like him to return punts.
Yeah, Jacoby's doing punts. Jaden Davis was doing it also. That's all I've seen so far.
AJ Allen probably get a shot.
I don't know if I've seen him back there, but he's probably back there. I mean, they had Chris Johnson back there, you know, again. But like I say, I don't know how much he plays or if he plays at all this year.
Yeah, I suspect he will hold off on him this year. But we'll see.
Yeah, we gotta get him beefed up a little bit because he is thin, you know. He is thin, man, and the way he runs the ball is he runs the ball high. You know what I'm saying? But the one thing I say about him is he doesn't get hit often. I guess that because he's so damn fast. But you know, guess what? College football, everybody fast too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you gotta prepare yourself to get hit. So that's one thing he has to do. Like either, you know, get ready to take a hit or run out of bounds because they coming. But we here, boy. I'm telling you, we here. Them pads are on. We like what, 3 more weeks before first game?
Yeah. No doubt. Well, a little early fall preview, man. We're just getting into it. Just a few practices in. We'll get a few more in this week. Hopefully stay injury free. And we'll be able to kick it back with you guys and give you some more info on what's going on with the program in general. You guys got any shout-outs?
Quick shout-out.
Shout-out to the fans.
Again, thanks to everybody who helped donate to the Back to School Bash. It was a success again. I wasn't able to make it out there because I had a media assignment to do. But it was a success. The crazy thing is, you know, we was giving out 1,000 book bags. We was only able to give out 830-something, I think my mama said. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what I'm going to do is, you know, I'm going to just go – once school start, I'm going to go to schools and I'm going to just start giving out probably like 10 bags, you know, per elementary schools and stuff like that. Just that, you know, just in case.
Yeah, no doubt.
Stuff like that. Shirts are going to be on the way by the time the season starts. They'll be here. You can order them or pick them up out there. I know Larion said he'll be pulling up. So, yep. You know, you either get them from him or me. My Caneville shirts will be coming too. What else? Footballville. I think we just got into 2 more other states. I don't know the exact ones. I think they negotiating.
Nice.
Now. But I told him I'm not going nowhere during football season. Don't send me nowhere. Leave me alone until January comes out. Leave me alone to January. But so we here, man. We back. It's almost go time.
Black tea party, baby. Black
tea party. Yes, sir.
26 degrees.
Hey, if you know, for the other folks, man, if y'all see somebody black walking with a chair, man, go the other way. Go the other way.
Hey, nah, you might ask them where they going. What you about to go do? So I'm about to go to Al. If you want in on the action, you follow them.
No doubt, man. It's 26 degrees. We back. We'll holler at y'all later on. Peace.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.